tell us all about Street Music Week, which is underway right now.
Yes, it is going to be a hot, hot day for Street Music Week today. And this is going on in downtown Appleton through Friday. So you can join Hyde Music for their 10th annual Street Music Week, in which local musicians will entertain along College Avenue to help raise money for Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin. So every day they're going to have performances out on the street down College Avenue from about 12 to 1 p.m., so right over the lunch hour. And anyone is welcome to participate as a performer. So Hyde actually has instructions on their website for how you can do that. But if you are interested in checking out Street Music Week, please consider making a donation. They're accepted at Hyde in the street performer buckets and online or via text. So when it's not raining or when you're not going to sweat to death, go check out Street Music Week.
And in Appleton, we've also got a summer block party this week.
We do. So this is going to be on June 16th, and it's down in the River Heath community, which is sort of down by Lawrence College, if everyone is familiar with where that is. And they've got a kickoff to summer event that's going to feature food truck shopping and family activities. So the food trucks are going to be Caribbean Cruiser, Dough Shop, Maldonado's, and Rusty's Barbecue. And they'll also have some different market vendors, a local DJ, a scavenger hunt, and all of the stores down there will be open for shopping as well. So this one is going to be 5 to 8 on June 16th.
My goodness, we're speaking with, got a lot of things going on. Maddie Ollenbrook from the Fox Cities Convention and Visitors Bureau this morning. How about the Dime Dog Night and the Wiener Races?
Oh my gosh. So we are going to this one as a CVB staff. I am so excited. This is with the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, and it is their annual Wiener Dog Race night. So if you arrive early, they're going to have an on-field Wiener Dog Race. If you have a Wiener Dog and you want to register it, you can do that online. And they'll also be having 10-cent hot dogs all night to celebrate everything dog, I guess. It's also going to be their first Bark in the Park night. Actually, I believe there's been a couple, but Bark in the Park night. So they'll have grass seats for people to bring their dogs into, and your dog is free if you do want to bring it along. So this game is at 6:40, and it's going to be a blast.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And the thing is with the dogs, you're sitting in the grass area. I'm assuming, having not ever done this, you would probably bring along the bag like you would if you took your dog for a walk, because you don't want to be sliding.
Yes, be a good person and bring a bag.
No, I've got a question about this.
Oh.
So for the wiener dogs that participate in the wiener races.
Yeah.
Do the losers turn into the 10-cent hot dogs that are offered later that night?
Oh, boy.
What a horrible thought. This is a children's event.
Hey-o. That was Matt. You can send your emails.
Wow, that is dark.
Look, this is a harsh world. There are winners and losers, and there are consequences.
Oh, no, we will not be roasting the wiener dogs that lose.
Good.
My dog roasting on an open fire.
Speaking with Maddie Ellenbrook from the Fox Cities Convention and Visitors Bureau, tell us about Art After Dark, an 80s prom theme.
Yes, yeah, speaking of dark, so we've got Art After Dark that is coming up on June 23rd, and these happen at Berkshire Mahler Museum of Glass out in Neenah. So they're asking you to break out the shoulder pads and poofy hair and dance the night away to all of your favorite 80s tunes on their waterfront lawn over at Berkshire Mahler. So while you're there that night, you can tour the museum. They'll have food trucks and local brews on site as well. Admission is free, which is great. And perhaps the best part is that they will be crowning a prom king and queen based on the best 80s wear. So if you think you can give people a run for their money, head out there with your best dress and see if you can win.
My goodness, I haven't had shoulder pads or poofy hair for a long time.
Well, now's the time. It's coming back, apparently.
Maddie, where can people find out about these events and other things going on in the area?
Yes, you can head over to foxcities.org to see our events calendar, or you can stop by and see us at 213 South Nicolay Road.
All right. Thank you, Maddie Ollenbrook, Fox Cities Convention and Visitors
Bureau. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Yep.
Just to be clear, no wiener dogs were hurt in the taping of this segment.
Exactly.
Just to be clear.
Yeah, just want to be careful, yeah.